joining us to learn more about melanoma in the skin of color population. With us today is Dr. Anthony Rossi, resident at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital in New York, New York. Dr. Rossi, it is concerning that patients with skin of color are presenting with more advanced melanomas and delayed diagnoses, leading to a poorer overall prognosis. What factors contribute to this delayed diagnosis, and what should physicians know about the incidence and presentation of melanoma in the skin of color population to help educate their patients?
Thank you. So we know that melanoma is the most deadly and third most common skin cancer in all ethnic groups. And while it represents 20 to 30% of all malignancies in Caucasians, it is less than 5% of total cancers in Asians and Blacks. However, it is estimated that the patients with skin of color are 1.96 to 3 times more likely to die from melanoma than their age and sex-matched white patients. Data from the U.S. SEER program over the past decade demonstrated the highest age-adjusted incidence was seen in white non-Hispanics, followed by white Hispanics, Native Americans, Asians, and Blacks. The lifetime risk for developing melanoma was 1 in 1,000 in African Americans, while in white individuals, it was estimated around 1 in 50. However, it is still estimated that these patients with skin of color are more likely to die from melanoma than the age and sex-matched patients. Also, alarmingly, invasive melanoma rates have increasingly been seen in Hispanics in California since 1988, with a 1.8% per year increase in the incidence of invasive melanoma. The risk factors compared to Caucasian patients proved to be slightly different, with the role of UV exposure unclear in relation to melanoma formation in skin of color patients. There are multiple documented risk factors for melanoma in Caucasians, such as intermittent exposure to high doses of UV radiation, chronic cumulative dosage of UV radiation, and an increased number of nevi, as well as dysplastic nevi. However, these do not all apply to patients with skin of color. There is conflicting data on whether or not UV radiation exposure is significant for melanoma development in patients with skin of color, as these patients tend to develop melanoma in non-sun-exposed sites, such as the palmar, plantar, and mucosal surfaces. A recent study using SEER data comprising 11 U.S. cancer registries over a 10-year period of time found no significant association between melanoma incidence and UV exposure in Blacks, Hispanics, Asians, or Native Americans. Additional risk factors for melanoma in Black patients include factors such as albinism, trauma, burn scars, radiation therapy, or immunosuppression. And also, it's important to note that pre-existing pigmented lesions, especially on the acral and mucosal surfaces, are risk factors. It is estimated that about more than 90% of Black individuals have at least one nevus, and that melanocytic nevi in Black individuals are predominantly located on the acral surfaces, which may correspond to why the number of acral melanomas is higher in this population. A family history of melanoma does not appear to be a major predisposing factor in Black patients the way it is seen in white patients. While the incidence of acral melanoma is similar between Caucasians and non-Caucasians, the incidence of acral melanomas constitute the greatest proportion of melanomas seen in the non-Caucasian population. It's estimated that 25 to 50% of these malignancies developed within prior pigmented lesions, so screening is of high priority. Also, subungual melanomas are of a particular concern for darker skin phototypes, accounting for one-third of melanoma cases in African Americans, Asians, and Native Americans. In one study, it was interesting to find that acral and mucosal malignant melanomas, as well as those that appeared in areas of chronic sun damage, had a lower frequency of BRAF mutations than melanomas that arise in areas intermittently exposed to the sun, such as the trunk, arms, and legs, which may have effect on treatment further down the road. Hispanics and Black individuals tend to present with thicker, more advanced stage melanomas, and thus tend to have poorer prognosis with higher mortality rates compared to white patients. In one study, acral lentiginous melanoma had a 5- and 10-year melanoma-specific survival rate of approximately 80 and 67%. With this in mind, it is important to improve efforts to educate skin-of-color populations about the risk for cancer. There may be a decreased risk perception by certain ethnic demographics, as well as treating physicians, which may lead to less preventative strategies and avoidance of risk factors in these populations. In one study, non-Hispanic Blacks had a similar likelihood of not wearing sunscreen, even if they had a propensity for severe sunburn, and few non-white demographics had done regular self-skin checks. Therefore, as physicians, it is important to stress early screening, prevention, and diagnosis of cutaneous skin malignancies in all patients, irrespective of skin pigmentation.
Thank you, Dr. Rossi, for your discussion of melanoma in the skin of color population to promote skin cancer awareness in these patients. For more information, access Dr. Rossi's article from the May 2012 issue of Cosmetic Dermatology on cosderm.com.